WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Representatives of local youth soccer groups have called on the College Station City Council to not use Veterans Park for parking vehicles on Aggie football game days. City officials say they were shocked when they learned about a letter that went public Tuesday by the Brazos Valley Youth Soccer Association, which coordinates four leagues. City Manager Kelly Templin says soccer representatives have known about the potential of moving the Get to the Grid shuttle service since January. Templin says Parks and Recreation staff have had at least 9 meetings during February and March, and he expects more meetings between now and a city council workshop in 2 weeks.
Well, I guess there'll be a 10th meeting, maybe an 11th meeting. You know, we'll certainly reach out to the youth soccer folks. I think what we'll probably do is invite the university and you know, some elements there so that at least they can understand the accommodation that we're trying to bring about and perhaps how complicated this issue is.
Templin says the complications include the football team not knowing game times, which are set at the last minute due to television, and the Soccer Association hasn't finalized its fall schedule. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the Soccer Association letter, Templin's reply, and a response to the manager's statement from the association. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan wants the Blinn College Board of Trustees to hold a second vote on a proposed compromise of his legislation restricting where tuition and fee revenue is spent at the campus where it's generated.
Rainey sent an email to Trustees President Douglas Bohart stating that he knew before the 3-3 vote that the seventh board member was on his way to Burnham from Houston. Bohart told WTAW News it is common practice for the board to proceed when a member is late and that there's been no discussion of taking a second vote. On WTAW's The Infomaniac, Rainey said he wasn't pleased with the tie vote on the compromise he helped arrange with Bohart, who voted no, and Trustee Carolyn Miller. That would have delayed by 2 years the implementation of House Bill 1903 if it becomes law.
I think I've been over backwards trying to be accommodating in at least the application of the bill, and I think it's a reasonable bill.
Also on the Infomaniacs, Bryan Mayor Jason Bayansky says he was disappointed in the trustees' tie vote.
All we want in Bryan College Station is for our students and for our campuses to be taken care of. If you're going to have a $10 million recreational center in Brenham, we'd like to have more than maybe a couple of picnic tables for our kids to eat on here in Bryan.
Bohart says 1903 and another bill drafted by Rainey calling for two Brazos County residents to be appointed to the Blinn Board violates the state and U.S. constitutions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M police are asking for your assistance in two cases. One involves two students struck by pellets from a BB or pellet gun in the Northgate area earlier this month. Victims were struck Monday night and last Thursday night in the area of Cherry and Stasney. One victim was struck in the leg and face, and the other was hit in the arm and hand. And on West Campus, another student was bit by a dog who was taken away from the victim before he could get information. More details on both cases are online at WTAW.com. Bryan police have asked for your help in identifying a person of interest who attempted to use a stolen credit card 2 weeks ago at the CVS at Texas and Villa Maria. At WTAW.com, you can see the store video and contact information if you know the man. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30. Or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today, and we'll give you a $50 Walmart e-gift card.
$50 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund and get a $50 e-gift card to spend at Walmart.
50 big ones.
Get it at any of our 6,300 neighborhood Jackson Hewitt locations.
Knock, knock. Who's there? $50.
It's our gift to you for giving us a try.
How much do we love you? $50.
File for a $50 gift. Simple as that.
Holler.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and get a $50 Walmart e-gift card instantly. Jackson Hewitt. Working hard for the hardest working. Ask a tax pro or see JacksonHewitt.com for terms and conditions.
Is it just me or is that an odd commercial?
I really just enjoy it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The little voice.
$50.
Okay.
Holler?
Is that, okay. Yeah, well, is that's weird.
Yeah, that's fine. Glad you advertise on the radio. I just...
Again,
it's, and it stood out to you.
It's memorable. That's right. I'll give it that. Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Plenty of cloudiness today. There may even be a passing shower or thunderstorm. It'll be breezy and warm with temperatures reaching 85. Tonight, clouds, scattered showers and storms, lows overnight near 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible during the day tomorrow, too. Highs will be 75 to 80. There's a chance of showers tomorrow night, lows near 65. Still some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday. High Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. Greg Sankey was in town. He will be the SEC commissioner come August the 1st anyway. That's when he's the commissioner-elect. So we'll hear more from him as he was in town. Also, Aggie Athletics securing several conference and national accolades over the last couple of days. And Jack Nicklaus called his shot yesterday at the Masters and made it.
Okay.
We'll have all that more coming up in sports at 6:50.
The winds are already up. I don't know if you've ever thought about flying a kite in the dark, but this would be an ideal time.
It's, no joke.
It's a little odd out there. Winds out of the south at 13, gusting to 23 already today.
Car dealership has American flags out there in their lot, and they were straight sideways.
Whipping around out there. It's, again, just kind of unusual. It's 6 o'clock in the morning to have winds like this. Anyhow, the chances of rain that we've got, about 30% today, 40 tonight. Friday, 50% during the day. Saturday, 50% during the day. And Saturday night, 50%. Then 60% on Sunday and Sunday night. And 50% again on Monday. Temps will stay the same. It's just we're going to maybe have some shower activity out there. And it's because of the city of Bryan. I don't know if you knew that or not. Every year when they have that camp out thing, it always rains. It always rains. I think ever since they started doing that. So that's the reason we've got it. You can blame it on them. A new North Korean teacher's manual claims that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un learned to drive when he was 3, raced a yacht when he was 9.
Okay.
It's been distributed to school teachers.
But when did he kill him a bear?
I don't know. Is this like, you know, Putin riding shirtless on the back of a horse, or what did he do, strangled a tiger or something? If the leaders of these countries say it's so, then I guess it is.
Sure.
Book has been given to teachers for the purpose of glorifying Kim.
No.
I know. So that he may be idolized much like his dad, old man Kim Jong-il, and his grandfather, the North Korean leader,
Kim Il-sung. Who none of them go to the bathroom, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, sure. No, you need to know about North Korea. They are legitimately crazy.
Yeah. They don't go to the bathroom. Wow, very nice. We're going to have a great
time together. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Well, and didn't we figure he had twisted ankles from wearing high heel shoes or something, too?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Then you got Greek, Roman, something. Norse mythology, and North Korean mythology.
Wow. Yep. I had no idea they didn't.
Born on a mountaintop under a rainbow.
And still hadn't killed him a bear, right?
Yeah, hadn't killed a bear.
Yeah, and you think I'm joking. I'm not far off of what they believe is the truth.
Okay, all right.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, here we go. It's the 9th of April. It is day 99. We got 266 of them to go. Happy birthday to you if you got that. It's Name Yourself Day. I don't know if it's just for the day or if you just want to go ahead and make the move now. That's
all
right.
Should we call you
You can call me Al.
All right, Al.
Or Ishmael.
Yeah, Winston Churchill Day. That's pretty cool. Cherish an Antique Day. Not talking about people. I think we're talking about furniture. Chinese Almond Cookie Day.
Oh.
Okay.
And then today is Jenkins Ear Day. You know about that?
No.
No, Al, I don't.
Thanks. Okay, well, okay. The War of Jenkins' Ear was a conflict between Britain and Spain that lasted from 1739 to 1748. Its unusual name, which was coined by Thomas Carlyle, refers to the severed ear of Robert Jenkins, who was the captain of a merchant ship. The ear was subsequently exhibited before British Parliament. The tale of the ear's separation from the rest of Mr. Jenkins followed the boarding of his vessel by the Spanish coast guards back in 1731. That was the impetus for the war against the Spanish Empire, ostensibly to encourage the Spanish not to renege on their lucrative contract that they had put together to sell slaves. So, the War of Jenkins' Ear.
But for this guy, it was a shot not heard around the world.
That's right, something. And, I mean, just think about that. How did he wear glasses? All right, so anyway, birthdays.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Jackie Evancho is 15 years old. If you remember, she was the little girl that sang Ave Maria in America's Got Talent.
Gotcha.
Oh. She's working on album number 5. What did you do when you were 14?
That's right, really.
Isaac Hempstead Wright is 16 from Soap Opera with Swords. Ella Fanning is 17. She was Princess Aurora in Maleficent and Dakota's little sister.
Oh, okay.
Kristen Stewart from Twilight is 25.
Oh, my.
Jay Bruchel is 33 from a ton of movies. Keisha Knight Pulliam,
that'd be her.
36 mm-hmm. years old. She was little Rudy Huxtable. Rachel Stevens is 37. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City, 49. Paulina Porizkova, who I had the biggest crush on ever, is 50.
Married to a really ugly guy.
Rick Ocasek.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very happy about that. Mm-hmm. Dennis Quaid, 61. Yeah. Hal Ketchum, one of my favorites, 62. And Hugh Hefner, 89.
Collecting bets.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Lerner, you might have remembered her from The Walton. She played Mama Walton, be 76 years old today. Jim Fowler. He was a guy who always had to climb out and get the crocodile or whatever they were doing on Wild Kingdom. He was Marlon Perkins' younger assistant. Well, he's 83 now.
Watch as Jim gets maimed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm safely in the boat while Jim does this, yes. And Morning Joe on MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, be 52 today. All right, 6:18.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we now have a record 93 million Americans no longer in the labor force, an astounding, an unprecedented number. Now, that means that the labor force participation rate is now dropped to 62.7%. That's a 37-year low. Now, meanwhile, the number of Americans on food stamps, well, that continues to rise. It is now topped 46 million for 40 straight months. Now, despite what the administration may say, our country is far from having a recovery. We still have millions of our fellow Americans struggling. Now, it's going to take some bold leadership with fresh ideas and solutions to turn the economy and our position in the world around. I hope the GOP candidates are listening.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
At Golfsmith, we're not just about helping you get the lowest score. We also guarantee the lowest prices. It's part of the Golfsmith Fairway. We carry all the hottest gear in golf from the biggest brands. And we promise that if you find a lower price on the same gear from an authorized dealer within 30 days, we'll match it. No questions asked. For more information, head to a Golfsmith store near you or check us out online at golfsmith.com/fairway. The Golfsmith Fairway. Anything for golf.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Crawfish to go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. If you're looking to have a crawfish boil for Parents Weekend or Aggie Ring Day, we can do that for you at Crawfish to Go. We bring that party to you. Write down the number, 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
On the computer, crawfishtogo.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 6:21. We're talking about how it's kind of windy outside. It's kind of unusual for right now, so just be aware of that. But it ought to be nice today. There's a slight chance of showers. Last week, 26-year-old Lance Futch donned a white polo shirt and drove to Hill Air Force Base for what he believed was a chance to be in the audience during a news conference with a senior White House official. Instead, he found himself sitting at a small table one seat away from Barack Obama. Yeah. Mr. Futch said that he was shocked but honored when the senior official turned out to be Mr. Obama. I know. It's just amazing, said Mr. Futch, describing the experience. The White House had asked company Valence Solar to send a representative with military affiliation to the base for a good old photo op. So they chose Mr. Futch, who designed solar cells.
Well, that's worked so well for the administration in the past.
Yeah. So always remember to shave every day when you go to work. It could be you'll be meeting the president. Yeah, or not.
So I don't think he'd come here.
Yeah, probably not. Well, he's been here once.
So I mean, here.
Oh, yeah, probably
to not. The Rush Limbaugh station?
Yeah,
no.
Probably not. So Prince Harry has apparently warned Australians against taking selfies with him.
Yes, he did.
My goodness, saying he much prefers normal photographs. The British prince was warmly received by hundreds of fans in Canberra earlier this week, including one teenage girl who wanted to have a photograph of herself with him in the background. No, I hate selfies. Seriously, you need to get out of it. I know you're young, but selfies are bad. Just take a normal photograph. Hey! So, is Prince Harry a selfie snob, is the question. University of Melbourne social media experts say the prince's comments should be seen as words of wisdom for young people, leaving indelible electronic footprints all over their social media pages. Young people need to be reminded as many times as possible that what you put online stays forever, even if you delete it. What's a good point?
Must be nice to be a prince and not have to take your own pictures, though.
Well, you know, that probably right. The other thing is, though, you know, how long did they have to scour the social media network expert ranks to find one who thought that selfies were bad, too?
True.
Do you have a Facebook account?
Yeah.
Okay. You're the expert.
Centers wants to thank you for your business. 5 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 5 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps.
American businesses aren't really known for being good places to haggle. It's hard to imagine walking up to the cashier at the Walmart and having a battle of wits over Raisin Bran. But according to a new survey from Consumer Reports, wherever you do, you have a chance of getting a bargain, so you should take it. They found almost 50% of Americans have tried bargaining for a better deal in the past 3 years, and 9 out of 10 succeeded at least once. The highest success rate came with appliances. People that tried got a discount and saved almost $200. And tied with appliances was jewelry, saving an average of $150. It also works with people who haggled over furniture prices. That and electronics. 89% of the people say they tried it and they got stuff taken off. And finally, about 3/4 of the people succeeded in haggling over the price of their cell phone plans and bank or credit card fees. But not everyone is a born negotiator. In fact, a lot of people hate it. I'm not terribly good at it. But you can save serious money if you give it a try. And from the consumerist, here's how. Convince the person that a discount will lead to more business later. So if you discount me on the refrigerator, I'll come back and maybe get an oven. Don't be intimidated. People like doctors, lawyers, dentists, accountants, and other professionals don't set their prices in stone. And you've got to really be willing to walk away. As you're haggling, make sure you pick a fair price. Do your research beforehand. Because if you try to get too much of a discount, you won't get any. And finally, try it in cash. When you pay with a credit card, the business pays the fee on the credit card. So just pay with cash. There is no fee, so you might be able to get a little help that way as well. They can justify the discount.
And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Gun Corps is offering a bunch of new stuff because they've got new space. They've got new stuff for ladies, like a Tiffany Blue 38 or maybe a purple engraved 380. Now, ladies, if you don't know what that is, they'll teach you and also teach you how to clean it and shoot it. And, guys, wouldn't that make an interesting Mother's Day present? To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. It's like Marine Corps, like the owners. Both owners are retired veterans. Or go see them in person on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle Restaurant in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Let's have a look at our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Winds are up a little bit today, and we'll continue to have the temperatures that we've had for the last few days. The breezes help make it feel kind of okay. Our winds will be up at about 10 to 20 miles an hour today with a high of 84. There'll be a 30% chance of showers, 40% tonight with a low of 68, and then a 50% chance of showers on Friday, Saturday. Sunday, we're up to 60% both during the day and in the evening, so could be a rainy weekend. Again, still in all, we're going to have temperatures probably in the middle 70s to right around 80, and the low each night will be in the 60s. And again, right now we have winds out of the south at 13, gusting to 23. 87% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies. We're looking at 72.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
People with anxiety spend a lot of time wondering what if something horrible happens, and it usually never does. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Anxiety. It's a big problem.
It's the number one emotional problem in the world today. Anxiety is the number one reason people go to the hospital emergency room. It's the number one reason people use prescription medication. It's believed to be the number one reason people abuse alcohol, miss work, have a hard time coping in general.
Lucinda Bassett, author of the book From Panic to Power, says we all get a little bit anxious now and again, but there's a certain type of person who has a real problem with anxiety.
These type of people are perfectionistic. They're overreactors. They're what-if thinkers. What if I have a heart attack? Or what if I embarrass myself? Or what if I'm dying of some horrible disease? They're very, very worrisome people, and they're analytical. They need answers for things. They overthink. They dissect things. Obsessive thinkers.
So what can you do the next time you're feeling anxious?
One of the most effective things you can do immediately is do something we call diaphragmatic breathing, and that's where you recognize your anxiety and then you begin to deliberately slow your breathing. And if you can slow your breathing down to 12 breaths per minute, you'll actually calm yourself down. Turn the radio on then, distract yourself, and then start using positive self-talk. Instead of saying, what if I'm dying or what if I'm going to be late, say, okay, so what if I'm late? It's no big deal. It's not the end of the world. I know I'm not dying. I'm just nervous, and that's okay.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council is getting asked to not use Veterans Park as a parking lot for the Texas A&M home football game shuttle service. The Brazos Valley Youth Soccer Association, which coordinates four leagues involving 1,300 players, sent a letter on Tuesday that surprised City Manager Kelly Templin, because Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz and his staff had multiple meetings with the association board the last 2 months.
They were shocked when the letter came out yesterday. David was in Austin testifying on a legislative matter. David wanted to reach out as early as possible to the soccer community because of any possible impacts there, which resulted in 9 meetings.
Templin says the Soccer Association has been given additional dates to use Veterans Park along with the other city parks, and the city continues to negotiate with A&M regarding Get to the Grid.
If we could do something to take those vehicles off the road and keep them from close proximity to the campus, keep them out of the neighborhoods, particularly on the south side, we were interested in having the discussion with the university. And that's what's taking place.
The Soccer Association says other parks won't work due to neighborhood traffic concerns and the quality of the fields. The issue has been scheduled for the City Council's workshop in 2 weeks. Templin says it could not be included in tonight's agenda because state law requires 72 hours notice. There are new developments in proposed changes at Blinn College on how revenue is spent on the Bryan and Brenham campuses.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who has filed legislation calling for money to stay on the campus where it's generated, wants Trustees President Douglas Bohart to call another meeting to vote again on the motion that was defeated the night before last on a 3-3 vote. Rainey says Bohart knew the 7th board member was on his way to the meeting in Brenham from Houston. Bohart replied to WTAW News there's been no talk of a second vote and that it's common practice for the board to proceed when a member is late. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Rainey thought he had worked out a compromise to delay implementation for 2 years if House Bill 1903 passes.
One board member even saying, well, Washington County owns Blinn, and I'm paraphrasing, and we deserve a return on our investment, without ever giving any consideration to the needs of the students of the campus in Bryan. And that kind of frankly set me off.
Rainey was referring to comments made by Blinn trustee Richard Powell, who voted against the compromise.
The citizens of Washington County own and operate the campus, and they are going to be entitled to no return on their investment if this is allowed to stand and if he's successful.
Rainey and trustees agreed they expect the bill to pass the House Higher Education Committee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
From Austin, Education Commissioner Michael Williams has announced math scores from state-mandated standardized tests for students in 3rd through 8th grade won't be included when calculating this year's state accountability ratings. Williams says that's after hearing from teachers who said students would need a transition year to adjust to new testing requirements. The Texas House has passed a pre-kindergarten plan that school administrators and education groups say isn't enough. The plan from Governor Abbott doesn't provide for an all-day pre-K or expand eligibility. Instead, the state would give districts more money to improve existing programs. Abbott says there needs to be a study of the impact of his $130 million plan.
The House also moved ahead with nearly $5 billion in proposed tax cuts, including a first-ever reduction in the state sales tax.
The Senate proposed $4.6 billion in business and property tax cuts. The House version, $4.8 billion. State Representative Dennis Bonin claims it does a better job of equally spreading the wealth through sales tax cuts.
The rate will drop from 6.25% to 5.95%. The average family of four will save $172 per year.
House Democrats like Trey Martinez Fisher don't see tax cuts as a necessary priority.
Fix our infrastructure, take care of our needs. If there is anything left over, then give it back.
They do believe the House cuts are more fair. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
There's a traffic advisory today in College Station. Victoria will be closed from Fitch to Barron from 8:30 until 1 for public safety training. Again, that's Victoria from Fitch to Barron. Bryan, police have asked for your help in identifying a person of interest who attempted to use a stolen credit card 2 weeks ago at the CVS at Texas and Villa Maria. At WTAW.com, you can see the store video and contact information if you know the man. Also on our website are suspect descriptions of those responsible for shooting a pellet or BB gun at two Texas A&M students in the Northgate District. Texas A&M police say Monday night and last Thursday night, the victims were hit in the area of Stasny and Cherry. One was hit in the arm and hand, the other in the face and leg. University police also received a report from a student who was bit by a dog on West Campus the night before last. Then the dog's owner took off with their pet before offering any information. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here we go with weather.
Mostly cloudy for today. There's the potential for a passing shower or an isolated thunderstorm. It'll be breezy today, 85. Could see a few showers or thunderstorms across the area tonight. Lows will fall back to 65. Clouds tomorrow, the chance for showers and thunderstorms, high 75 to 80. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, lows near 65. Still a chance for showers and thunderstorms Saturday, high Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Got to try to win the par three. Maybe they'll invite me to play back in the tournament if I win the par three. Maybe a hole-in-one. How's that?
He did it. Jack Nicklaus called his shot and got a hole-in-one in the par three competition yesterday. We'll have more on that. Mike Sankey, the new SEC commissioner starting in August, was in town. We'll have more from him as well, all coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool that he did that. While everybody's watching, you know, he could have had a hole-in-one in some course there in his backyard and people wouldn't have gotten to see it, but having the cameras rolling and have him doing that is it's pretty cool. He was the, I think, the first guy to win the Masters back-to-back, if I'm not mistaken. I have Masters trivia I'll have to dig out there so we can
I'll find out right quick.
Later on today. Here it is. I got it. He won the most. He won six of them. And he was the first to win back-to-back 65 and 66. Did you see that story? Well, let's see if we can dig this up. That Bubba Watson is like the least popular guy on the tour.
Really?
I don't know. I'll have to go. I'll have to go and look and see about that. But yeah, that's he's going to have to try to redo his image a little bit because of that.
Huh.
Well, in the meantime, speaking of popular guys and unpopular guys, the White House says that. The president, Barack Hussein Obama, called Tennessee Senator Bob Corker yesterday to talk about this framework agreement thing that was reached last week. That call was part of an effort by the White House to talk to members of Congress from both sides of the aisle about the terms of the deal reached by the U.S. and other world powers. He is the sponsor of a bill that would require Congress to approve a final nuclear agreement. And, you know, all the talk about this, really, it's fascinating because yesterday when we talked to Bill Flores, he was mentioning, you know, nobody really understands this because they did an English version and they did a Farsi version. And apparently we didn't read their version, and they definitely read our version. So they're going, no, that's not what it says. I mean, this thing hadn't even gotten floated out there yet. We're saying it's a framework, and they can't even agree on what it says. So just saying. And apparently the Persians, we're going to call them Persians. The Iranians,
are you a kinder, gentler Scott?
Exactly right. The Iranians basically get the last say or the last decision on what this agreement says. No, we didn't mean that. I thought Lurch was supposed to be able to go in there and negotiate something for us so that we'd have,
didn't bring James Taylor, I told you.
If they'd have had him playing in the background, it probably would have been so much nicer. Everybody would have felt so much better about themselves.
Shower the world with love.
Anyway, so we'll see. Now, what's also interesting is yesterday we talked about how the House was maybe in a kind of an uncomfy position, or Nancy Pelosi was, because what she wanted to do was back her president, but at the same time felt like Congress does need to have this advise and consent thing. I mean, they need to be able to be in a situation where they are, in fact, trying to act on what the president has put together as a framework. Well, she's backed down from that now. She's decided that she will, in fact, oppose the bill that will empower Congress to review the White House's nuclear deal with Iran. So she said in a statement, "Diplomacy has taken us to a framework agreement founded on vigilance and enforcement, and these negotiations must be allowed to proceed unencumbered." Barbara Boxer has also said the same thing, so she's against it. Whatever. Yeah. We can all just exhale. But while we're worried about that, you know what the president was doing? He visited the Bob Marley Museum in Jamaica last night.
All
hey,
right.
Mon, what do you think? The press was not allowed. Huh, wonder what that means. Wonder what that means.
It was a Chum Game reunion.
Yeah, yeah. He apparently said, I've still got all his albums.
Okay.
According to the pool photographer, Mr. Obama also looked at a wall of framed records inside the museum for a long, 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 long time. Here you go. Dick Cheney's got a new book out. Says that Barack Obama may be the worst president ever. That's a surprise. That's a surprise.
The Titanic gets sunk by an iceberg.
Yeah. Coming from Darth Vader himself.
Exactly how very shocking that is. Did you hear the comments of Rand Paul?
Regarding?
Well, apparently.
In an interview?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. He's like that. He's very surly with interviews, though.
Okay. And that's all right. I mean, you know, if that's the way you want to be, understand, you know, you're the only one who is who's being interviewed. You're on camera. This, you know, you can, if you want to act that way, I guess people will remember you that way. Well, did he say something especially offensive?
It wasn't really offensive. She just, you know, anymore they editorialize for 60 seconds as the question.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he called him on it.
Savannah Guthrie is who we're talking about, okay? Oh. That's she's the one who he apparently got a little brusque with. Now, what's interesting is, again, he said, I think I should have more patience. I'll have to get better at holding my tongue and holding my temper. But, of course, the media being the media decided to allege that his tone that he took with Miss Guthrie was sexist.
No.
Oh, come
it
on.
Absolutely
well, of
was.
Course they go to that. If you can't do racism, let's do sexism. But I thought his answer was pretty good. He said, I think I've been universally short-tempered and testy with both male and female reporters.
Yeah.
So I'm that way with everybody.
That's awesome.
I hate you all equally. That's right. It's not just her.
Well, you know, she said, you know, look, you've editorialized long enough now.
Uh-huh.
Let me answer your question.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. And I can't remember. There was another instance where it was similar to that where she said.
Oh, I guess I heard that audio. Yeah, I didn't know who that was. Okay.
And then he ends up saying, no, 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 that's not what I said.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I heard that audio yesterday. I didn't know who that happened to be. All right. And I guess if we wait a day to find out about this, we all feel better about it. That the White House admitted yesterday that hackers had access to sensitive data during their computer breach. Remember when they were saying, oh, no, 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 it's okay. They didn't find anything in there that was bad. It was just the president's schedule. Well, apparently that's not.
See,
right.
I called it yesterday. I said they were lying.
Yep. Anyway, and officials also admitted that 6 months after the digital assault was made public, the White House has not fully restored all functionality.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is the White House, okay? I thought they had Google on speed dial anyway. I thought they could get Sergi just to hop in a jet and be there.
This is a problem.
It is a problem. It is a problem. They're no better off than the rest of us.
But trust them with your sensitive information.
Of course. Yeah. Josh Earnest told reporters there are some essentially capabilities or functions that were changed on the system to try to mitigate the impact of this activity of concern. Listen to that BS he's given us.
I bet even you could help, Scott.
Yeah.
The problems are probably running XP.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 11th, it's pasture and range entomology. Learn the latest on effective pasture and hay field control of fire ants, grasshoppers, armyworms, and more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you grow a plant in a container, you put it on a pedestal. It becomes superior within its surroundings, the prominent plant if it's part of your garden. Cluster a few of these hero plants in an important corner and watch the admiring glances. Container gardening is for everyone. I'll be back with details right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. One of the best reasons for growing plants in pots is that you control their environment completely. You determine the soil mix in which they're growing, so you can add a little organic matter, retain moisture, or mix in sand or expanded shale to improve the drainage. You can move the plant out into the sunlight or push it back into the shade, whatever the plant needs. You can shelter it from frost, and you can move it right out front when it's at its prime. Container plants become the personality of your entire garden, whether you have just a few square feet or acres. Container plants perform landscaping magic. You want to start with a quality container. Terracotta pots are very good. They're natural looking. They're heavy enough. They won't tip over in the wind. They're available in a wide range of shapes, sizes, and styles. White clay pots are also excellent, but choose types with thick sidewalls. They hold up better in extended use year after year. You also will find some beautiful glazed pottery now and faux pots. There are lots of options. You'll also want to use loose, highly organic potting soil. You can buy pre-mixed, lightweight soils, or you can mix your own by blending 50 to 60% Canadian sphagnum peat moss with 20 to 25% finely ground pine bark mulch, 10% expanded shale or washed brick sand. That kind of artificial soil will have no native nutrition, so you need to provide all the needed fertilizer elements, trace elements, and macro elements as well. You want to include some really unexpected plants in your container garden. Many of our common foliage plants are really striking when they're grown outdoors in the shade during the summer. Crotons are colorful, and Philodendron Xanadu has richly textured foliage. Sink pots of vertical Sansevierias partially into the ground as a backdrop for a shaded garden, and then feature smaller container plants in the foreground. There are so many great options. Look for unusual containers as well. They'll be in specialty pottery shops, in antique malls. They'll be living in piles of lumber in your garage. Be creative. Old inoperative hanging fountains are spectacular for cascading plants against brick walls. Put a bunch of baskets up. Use screw-eyes, cables, and pulleys to position the hanging baskets exactly where you want them, especially from the limbs of large trees. Hang a collection of bromeliads for an exotic look. Buy a wrought iron plant stand, perhaps an antique, and start a collection of unusual miniature plants. Use drip irrigation to conserve moisture, also to make watering easier. I'm Neil Sperry. Assessing the progress of your turf grass will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's all brought to you this morning by Atkinson Toyota at 6:53. Greg Sankey, the commissioner-elect for the SEC, was in Aggieland yesterday. He agreed to travel here last fall to participate in the Texas A&M Health and Kinesiology Department's Distinguished Lecture Series with the subject, Health, Kinesiology, and Sports Management in the SEC. That was before he was named the new commissioner. While here, he reflected on the day that he was chosen.
I've had the good fortune of almost 30 years working in intercollegiate athletics and have maintained friendships and relationships through those years. One of the memorable pieces of the day that the public announcement was made about me being commissioner was the incredible volume of text messages and phone calls and emails, and then the handwritten notes I've received.
Skanky takes the reins from Mike's Live August the 1st, and by the way, audio courtesy of KBTX. Several Aggie athletes have secured conference and national accolades this week. Men's tennis player A.J. Cantanzariti was named the SEC Freshman of the Week for the third consecutive week after helping the Aggies to a perfect 3-0 record. Aggie sophomore Marahosa Navarro was named SEC Women's Golfer of the Week, and junior Haley Bushmiller became the second Aggie equestrian rider ever to be named to the first team All-American squad. The number 23 Texas A&M softball team had three different players hit home runs en route to a 13-9 victory over North Texas to improve their record to 31-10. The Aggies returned to conference play hosting number 7 Auburn in the weekend series with the first pitch on Friday at 6:35, and you can catch that on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Number 10 A&M women's tennis saw sophomore Ritujah Bosail post a come-from-behind three-set victory in the last match of the day as the Aggies rallied to upset number 7 Baylor 4-3. The Masters starts today. Jack Nicklaus called his shot with Brand Van Pelt before the par 3 contest.
Got to try to win the par 3. Maybe they'll invite me to play back in the tournament if I win the par 3.
I have a feeling that you've got the run of the grounds. I'm sure you could do anything you like here.
Maybe a hole-in-one. How's that?
I'd love to see it. I'm sure the folks at home
absolutely
would as well.
We'll try to get one for you.
And then...
And here's Jack at number 4.
It's a 130-yard par 3 across the water. Really a good golf hole. What a beautiful play. Come on, Jack. Yes. Yes!
Things get underway this morning from Augusta National with Tiger Woods teeing off later in the day. The NFL has hired Sarah Thompson to be its first full-time female official. The 41-year-old will be a line judge for this coming season. Thomas has been in the league's officiating development program and worked some teams' mini-camps last year. In the NBA, Tony Parker scored 27 points as the San Antonio Spurs beat the Houston Rockets 110-98 for their 9th win in a row. Spurs coach Greg Popovich was happy with the W.
You know, we played pretty well at both ends of the court. We played pretty good D and started out a little sloppy and a little undisciplined and got into an up and down with them, turned it over a few times, and they're too good. We can't go up and down with them. We'll lose that battle. I thought we, you know, got our poise back in the second quarter and played a little bit more solid, a little bit more disciplined game.
The Spurs move within a half game of the Southwestern Division leaders shared by Houston and Memphis. Kawhi Leonard added 20 points for the Spurs. Dirk Nowitzki scored 19 and the Dallas Mavericks eliminated the Phoenix Suns from playoff contention with a 107-104 victory last night. Dirk said the key was the D.
Really, I felt like the defense in the second half won us the game. I thought we only gave them 40-something points. First half, I mean, it was a little bit too easy for them, we felt. So I thought defensively we were active there. We rotated for each other.
In Major League Baseball, Scott Kazmaier struck out 10 and was backed by a couple of rookies getting their first big league hits as the Oakland Athletics beat the Rangers 10-0 last night. It didn't help that the Rangers had 4 errors on the night. Ranger manager Jeff Banister explains.
It didn't necessarily tell the entire story. Something that we stressed all spring training long is to handle the baseball. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we'll wash this one off. I know we're a better defensive ball club, and we'll come back out tomorrow and give it a go.
Carlos Carrasco struck out 10 as the Cleveland Indians got a 2-0 win over the Houston Astros last night. In a record-setting performance, Adrian Gonzalez hit 3 home runs last night, becoming the first player in Major League history with 5 dingers in the season's first 3 games. The Dodgers, by the way, beat the Padres 7-4. And finally, from the NHL, Patrick Eves scored 2 goals to lead the Dallas Stars to a 4-0 victory over the playoff-bound Anaheim Ducks last night. Jordy Benn added his first goal in 3 months. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News.